This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:12, and this part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. Right now, Lucky Caller 9, 800-400-3697, instantly wins a pair of single-day tickets to Outside Lands for Sunday, August 12th, Golden Gate Park. That's the night that features Janet Jackson. Single-day tickets to Outside Lands go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at outsidelands.com. What's happening?
Nothing. I'm just putting something back in audition.
All right. Great. Fantastic. Just making sure everything's all set on the board here. Caller number 9 right now. Single-day tickets for Outside Lands for the Janet Jackson night. There's Florence and the Machine and The Weeknd are the other headliners, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So all those tickets go on sale tomorrow. 10 a.m. outsidelands.com. Call now. At Lucky and Lucky California, stop by their produce department and pick up large personal size seedless watermelons that are just 2 for $4. They also have origami cantaloupe bursting with flavor and sweetness, also just 2 for $4, only at Lucky and Lucky California.
Lucky.
Okay, it's time for Celebrity Trash. Century, Downtown, Walnut Creek, and XD. Enjoy luxury loungers in every auditorium. Visit Cinemark.com today. Actually, I think we're going to go see Solo today.
All right.
Oh, I saw it again yesterday. It's
oh,
good.
Did you?
Yeah, I went IMAX this time.
It
holds up.
Much better was it?
Well.
Or was it?
Yeah, no, it's incredible. Like they definitely shot it for the IMAX. There were a lot of things I just didn't see the first time. And the second, there's just, when you see that space octopus scene, just think about me, Sarah.
Oh, that's right. I'm
just
whispering about you.
Just whisper my name.
So I'll just see it. I'll be like, oh, man.
Yeah, do that. Because that scene on the IMAX is so incredible.
I'll make sure I tell the kids also when they see the octopus.
What is your relationship to the scene, though? Is it just that you like it a lot?
So from the very first time I saw Star Wars, even as a kid, I remember, you know, Han Solo defending the Millennium Falcon when Luke Skywalker says, "This is a piece of junk." And then Han Solo goes, "Watch your mouth, kid. This thing did the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs." I'm like, "What the hell is the Kessel Run?" Well, you finally learn in this
film. It's the Hodor of the Star Wars series.
What is the Kessel Run?
How do you do something in 12 parsecs?
Yeah, what is 12 parsecs?
Let's find out.
And then finally, they actually pay it off in, you know, I don't know, 40 years later or whatever, and you're like, wow, that's quite a wait, but that was impressive. And there it is.
Is that octopus the Kessel?
Oh, no.
Okay.
The octopus is making it. Say my name. It's what's making the Kessel Run.
You two need to get a room.
So it's what makes the Kessel Run so exciting. Oh, the octopus.
I see. Well, I will whisper your name when
say
I see
my
it
name.
Today. I will. Okay, I'm going to start with Kate Spade. She is a designer. Everybody is familiar with the Kate Spade handbag.
I purchased at least 3 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you ever go for any of the... She had, like, really normal ones. But she also had funky, like, funny ones, too. Like, she had a typewriter bag. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at... some people have, like, collections of them. Because they're not cheap. You know, they're a designer bag.
Sure.
But people would collect... Like, there'd be limited edition ones. Like, she had a little taco shop one that... You know, did you only?
I never got that into it, and actually, it's interesting to shop for women because my sensibilities are so different than what maybe someone else's would be. So I always think, sort of conservatively, like you would want something to match a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're gifting someone, you also have to consider you shouldn't probably give them what you would buy. You want to give them something they wouldn't even think to buy.
Right. Mm. They like, never splurge on
right,
something like
that. they wouldn't spend the money on something right. kooky because it's too much money right. and they needed to. But since you're gifting it to them, maybe you should. So I have bought some
Did you
brighter
buy
stuff.
A Kate Spade item for your girl for Christmas?
Yeah.
Because, and the only reason I say this because there was a receipt in my bag with my present that you gave to me.
Oh.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, where did the... And I go,
where's
oh.
my purse? Is that what you
Yeah,
thought?
Where's my Kate Spade bag? What did he pay for it?
That dick.
He gave my bag to someone else.
I don't know, $400, something like that.
Yeah,
it's a decent price
I can't
for
remember exactly,
bag.
But I remember seeing the receipt because Vinny gave me an expensive pair of nice Levi jeans.
Yes.
So I had those. But
did you
but
also
then
get
when
the
I
succulents
was in the bag,
this year?
Yeah, and the succulents, yeah. which are doing very well in the deck.
Oh, yeah.
But
how
then
are all your
in
plants
the bag,
doing?
Good, although my
the vine?
Angry Susan is not doing well.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Probably pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. that. Okay, so that purse mm-hmm. that I bought for Christmas is like a blush pink. Mm-hmm. She mm-hmm. would never have bought that in a million years. But I got it because my kid's just so into pink. And when she sees mom with a pink purse, she's going to flip. And she did. And uh-huh. so, and I got a really big one because I knew it would be, you know, with another kid coming, she's going to be carrying
all kinds of stuff.
You know,
I do.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Here's a snack, and like, here's a bottle, and here's...
At some point, you just give up and go, give me a backpack.
Yeah.
Just going to throw it all in there. Sling
That's
it on. I should have both my arms free.
Right.
You got the receipt for that.
That is funny.
Sorry.
No problem. I should have saved it just in case you need it to...
Gifting faux pas there.
What are you going to do? It's a nice bag.
Yeah,
put it in there.
It's your girl. I don't care.
So I wonder if she was at all involved in the design still, because she sold that company.
She wasn't. Did you know that she'd started a new company named after her daughter?
What's her daughter's name?
Francis
Beatrice.
Yeah.
That's the name of the... Whatever her daughter's name is, mm-hmm. her new company was named mm-hmm. after her kid.
So I don't know if maybe it was like the original Kate Spade bags that were all the, you know, the crazy, you know, cool, like the typewriter bag or whatever. Maybe those were originals. But yeah, she sold that company like... And it was a while ago. Like, I was surprised to hear... How long ago she'd sold it for like $175 million.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
she
was doing great. And then to have another sort of design house popping up, I'm sure, you know, money. That's the thing. You hear that someone has committed suicide and you think, you know, God, what was wrong? And it doesn't seem to matter what you have. You can truly have it all. And
well, and we forget that often artists are
tortured,
more troubled than the average Joe.
Right. It's almost like weirdly you have to trade something of your sanity
soul.
to have that kind of soul that creates you know, that has that kind of imagination. It does really seem like some of the most talented people are the most tortured.
Who's the guy, the designer? He'd like built his company up and then killed himself not that long ago. Killed himself not that long ago. I'll think of the name, okay. but you just go, dude, you had, but it's not, there's no reasoning with it. Same with Chris Cornell. You can't reason with that.
No.
It's Alexander true. McQueen?
That guy.
Oh.
Or that company. I don't know what his name was, but the designer for McQueen.
He was 40.
Boy. It's just tragic. And you just wonder if there was some way someone could have intervened, but the people in I think that when you deal with someone who's depressed or has mental illness or is dramatic or, you know, you maybe from the outside someone could have spotted the signs. But sometimes when you live with that, you just don't realize that it's going to get to that point.
Did you read her husband was at home?
He was
with
at home
her.
And they were he had asked for a divorce is the last thing I read. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that
so
part. Is that right?
Daughter had gone off to school. Well, listen, I'm gathering from
all kinds of sources.
50 sources this morning, and people are saying all kinds of different stuff. So, yeah, initially we had heard that she was at home and a housekeeper found her. And that is true. A housekeeper did find her. And it was funny, even before the story about him having asked for a divorce came out, Uzi and I were talking about how strange it was that this man could have, her husband could have been in the home and not known that this was happening. And we actually theorized that, well, maybe they're sleeping in separate bedrooms. Maybe they're not, you know, not spending a whole lot of time. And apparently he'd been looking for an apartment in New York City, just a smaller, like a one or a two bedroom. So I don't know if there's like a real estate source that's coming forward to say some of this, because I don't know how they
would. Some sources are even saying that he was already living in a nearby apartment.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd only heard that he's looking. So the daughter had gone off to school. And by the way, this was hanging from a doorknob. Mm. This wasn't, listen, this is crass and it just seems like one of the most horrible ways to die to me, to choke yourself to death. And that if you got yourself into that position and you could get up, that in the end you would. Like, it's really hard
I think that you pass out.
I guess you must. But still, even before you got to that, it takes a couple minutes to totally pass. I mean, it could take you 90 seconds, 2 minutes before you lose consciousness. So there you are struggling and in pain. Like, it's incredible to me. I don't even want to say it.
It's not possible for you to put yourself in her shoes.
Oh, one of the things
that I initially thought about with Kate Spade, which I never thought about with Robin Williams, but he's the one that sort of brought it up for me, is that he'd been diagnosed with something and was dealing with something none of us knew about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so initially, before we heard that she had depression or whatever, I thought maybe she got cancer. I don't think that I would sit there and just wait to pass.
One of the other things we heard this morning was that she was fascinated by Rob. You told me that, right?
Yeah.
She had a fascination with Robin Williams's suicide.
Mm.
So I don't know if something pitched her over the edge. I don't even know if she was depressed, honestly.
Her sister says she's been suffering from depression since they were little.
And
she tried to get her help, and they were going to check into the rehab facility that Catherine Zeta-Jones had spent time in.
This is her older sister? Because I
don't know where the age is.
Yeah, I read some stuff about her this morning, too, where people are saying that they were estranged and that they don't know why this woman is releasing.
Oh.
So, here's the thing. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to hear more about Kate Spade than we've ever heard in our entire lives. So I'm sure that as we're gathering things from 50 different sources, in the end, none of it brings her back, and it's absolutely tragic. And one thing that I thought was a possible benefit, not that there's big benefits to this, but that you saw the hotlines everywhere yesterday and the people who were reacting on social media, et cetera, were often expressing how sad they were and listing resources.
Yeah, 800-273-TALK is the main one people can call.
National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Also, another thing that I did not know about Kate Spade that I've learned in the last 24 hours is that her brother-in-law was David Spade.
Right. Like, and people are worried about him.
Well, right. Didn't he have his own kind of battles with depression and
had addiction issues?
He also...
he has?
Over the past,
he's had some stuff.
There I didn't know that. I remember Skippy broke into the house and tased him.
What was that? I don't remember that.
You have to know this story because
I'll say it and then maybe it'll ring.
Some guy who worked for David Spade named Skippy. I don't know if he'd been fired or for what reason this guy broke into the house, but a thing went down with this dude, and the name was put in David Spade and Skippy.
Okay.
And
we got to find out about David Spade and Skippy.
I think Skippy tased David Spade in his own home.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I've never heard addiction.
Former personal assistant actually was sentenced to 5 years probation for attacking him.
That's not.
What's
funny.
The name?
It is Skippy.
It is Skippy.
David Warren Skippy Malloy. That was
like it sounds like something so stupid, like out of one of his dumb movies. And then you go, your personal assistant was named Skippy, and he attacked you.
Malloy was facing, this is a while ago, was facing up to 6 years in prison for zapping his actor pal. He avoided jail time and entered a plea agreement.
David posted a couple of photos, one from a family Christmas photo shoot that they had done, and one where he's signing books and she's standing at the table with this big smile on her face, and just a few like of his own personal memories. I guess they got along really well, and he just loved her and said how funny she was. And anyway, his brother, I guess the latest that we've heard is that the brother was at, her husband was asking for a divorce.
And that set this
it's
off.
It's possible.
Well, how could
it
not?
Off.
If you're in love, and I mean,
right?
You hear that news? It's bad news.
Yep. Did you hear when she decided to start her Kate Spade handbag line? She clearly was much younger. What is she? 55 now.
Mm-hmm.
She, but 30 years ago, she cashed in what she had in her 401k, quit everything, and she said, "I did it because I believed I could do it."
Wow.
I know.
That's an awesome story.
Mm. Yeah. What's coming up, Ben?
Unexpected things that are cool in 2018.
Oh, I can't wait.
And more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a good day.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Visit Oakland. Summer is near, and that means the Oakland Ale and Wine Trails are the place to be. Celebrate local beer and wine and taste all the town has to offer. Check out visitoakland.com for more details. She doesn't have to sell anything.
I do have to sell something.
Right.
Yeah. I do need to sell some stuff.
What do you need to sell?
I don't know.
What are you
so
selling?
Much stuff, right? You got stuff around your house.
Tons
you don't
of stuff.
Use
honestly,
anymore.
I wish I could just put a bunch of stuff out in front of my house with a free sign. And tell like, no, we got to sell that.
I know. I wish I had like a where I could do a garage sale.
You have a garage. That's where you could do it.
Well, but I don't think they let you do that in the townhome complex area. But yeah, I wish I could just go here. And I actually thought, oh, I wish I could get rid of stuff and just have people donate to like, you know, Humane Society or Pets in Need,
right, something
like that. Like, I don't.
Are you still working with the Redwood City Pet Place?
ASPCA? The Pets in Need? Yeah, I still talk to them. I have not been back there in, 2 months.
I was on their website just the other day looking
at puppies. Are you still looking for a pup?
Well, I'm not looking. That's the thing.
You obviously are.
But you are, because you were on
their website.
I just
was looking at puppies that needed a parent, but I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there were a couple.
He's getting a dog, everybody.
There were a couple faces in there.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you look, you're looking.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, are you going to get the small? What's the breed you like? The small?
I don't know. I like labs, but I can't get another huge dog. I need a chicken dog. I need a little squawky chicken dog.
Go with that breed, that one breed that you liked.
Is it Jack Russell?
No.
There's a bunch
of. Oh, God, don't get that. They're too.
There are a lot of hyper breeds.
That one you said is perfect. And I saw this special on the dog that you had. I'm like, that would be a perfect dog for you and the kid.
What kind of dog?
There's a bunch of different. Never mind. You know what?
There's dog.
There are some rescue dogs, too, that could really use some love. Like, yeah. I don't know what they were. They must have been mutts, but they were puppies.
That's what you want, little puppy.
They were just little babies.
Puppy.
Rescue a dog, for sure.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Warriors play tonight, everyone.
Well, yeah.
6 o'clock, game time. Warriors, game three versus the Cavs as they're up 2 in the series.
Warriors. I'm surprised Hooman isn't reiterating that he put up a big Warriors
Sorry, I was
post.
Busy getting the call. A lot of contests this morning.
Yes,
Sarah.
A lot of them.
Hey, everyone, go to the Alice973 Instagram. We posted a picture of all of us wearing Golden State Warrior t-shirts of one variety or another. And also read what we wrote about DubCon3, hashtag DubCon3.
Oh.
Warriors play tonight, everyone. Mm-hmm. Also,
they're having like a watch party there too, right?
You mean at Oracle?
At Oracle, yeah.
I think
yeah,
they do
this
that.
Game
tickets
is in Cleveland.
Yeah. And there's a Giants game today, 12:45, Vinny.
No.
I have so much to do today. Oh my God.
Like what?
The water heater at my place started leaking.
Oh.
And so
is this a brand new place?
No, it's an old water heater. I had it mounted.
Is this at your new
house? The apartment.
Oh, the apartment.
Oh.
So anyway, I have some stuff. I got stuff.
Is it like an on-demand one?
No.
Yeah, is it an on-demand
one? No, it's old. I mean, it's older. It doesn't matter. So is it too soon to call him Governor Newsom or what?
Yeah, it's too soon.
Don't jinx it.
Don't jinx it. It's like the other day when I got some kind of notice and they're like, oh, no hitter watch on. I'm like, what are you doing?
Don't do that. Yeah, so Gavin Newsom is way out ahead of all other runners for the
governor.
The position of California governor. One of the big questions was, would he be running against another Democrat or would a Republican make the ballot? And it does look like John Cox, Republican, will be on the ballot against Gavin. There's like almost no chance.
What? No chance what?
That I'll finish that sentence.
All right.
Also, you can pretty much expect a toll hike on Bay Area bridges other than the Golden Gate Bridge. They say here that the hike... Oh, here it is, right the top of the list. It will raise $4.5 billion towards funding transit projects across the region, possibly including finally extending BART to San Jose. Oh, really? Because you won't figure out other ways to blow through that money.
I was just going to say, I hope there's some provision where that's what it has to be used for.
Because we already have gas taxes and regular tax. Like, what is the deal with all the other money that you're getting from us? Yeah. That doesn't go to the transit?
They flush that right down the toilet.
Clearly.
Well, they pay the interest on the other loans that they've taken
those
out.
Those bonuses. Don't forget those.
We got to make sure everyone gets them. Free needles around here, too, so they can layer all over the street. I mean, that's important. Mm.
There goes our money. Let's
Bye.
Raise those tolls.
When are they saying this is going to happen?
Well, it's passed. I think it... Hold on, I have
probably
it.
Probably takes effect next year or something.
I don't have when it happens.
That's how we stall on this show. While we wait for Vinny to find his thing. Or any of us to find our thing.
Flush that toilet.
Yeah, I don't have when it goes into effect.
Okay, we'll
someone can text that in
that
if you know.
Me. I need to get a new toilet.
Oh, you do?
You do?
Why?
Too much
don't
action?
Don't worry about it, guys.
Which room?
What, you brought it up. What do you mean, don't worry about it?
How'd you break the toilet?
It's not broken. It's just
Sarah never goes to the bathroom, you guys.
Yeah, I never go to the bathroom.
How'd your kids break the toilet? Who broke the toilet?
It's the one in the guest room. It's the one that like a guest would use at our
house. That's the one I always use,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
brilliant.
It winds up running all the time. And we think that part of the seal at the bottom is leaking. Like there was,
oh,
John
yeah,
was
yeah,
under
yeah.
the house and there was... He's like, oh, that doesn't look good. And then it's
oh,
one of those
under the
power...
house? Is it leaking under the house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That might
Rinds
just be a wax
plumber.
Ring then.
It's a wax ring. But, mm-hmm. well, a plumber, what? And then we don't... I think I have one of those at my house. We don't seem to ever get a real plumber in my house. It's one of those power flush ones, and it doesn't seem quite as powerful as it used to be.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Get another toilet, I guess.
So when you flush, the crap just drops out the bottom of the house?
Don't ask me, Vinny. I haven't been under the house, so I don't know what's going on under there.
Just piles of crap down there.
Yep, apparently. Oh.
Are you going to go exotic with your toilet?
No.
Or just a standard
white? Standard toilet. I'm a standard toilet kind of girl.
Well, you have a power flush. That's
not anymore.
Standard.
We're not going to have
oh.
that.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
We got this really nice
toilet. Listen to me.
Go ahead.
Let me just tell you
something. Tell me. I'm not getting the Brondell swash or whatever
I don't know
it
what it's called, but the toilets in Hawaii are clearly aimed at the Japanese tourists. Mm. And man, those seats, you could live there.
Mm. Well, you can get one.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah, you can get one of those.
The first time you hit the button.
And it sprays your butt.
How is it?
Well, it's a bullseye is how it is. You're like, whoa!
Luckily, like, the second time you were expecting it.
Yeah, but it doesn't miss. I mean, for real. Mm. There's actually some drive-thru.
Oh, full drive-thru?
Kinda. I mean,
does it make just... Mm.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Well, anyway, you should look into that. They're very comfortable. And then they dry you, too.
Well, I don't want I'm people like, spending all day in my bathroom, you know.
I'm still stuck on drive-thru.
I'm looking up the most beautiful toilets in the world.
Oh. Are they made of gold?
Well, a lot of them are urinals, and one artist took old trumpets or old trombones and turned them into urinals. So you're peeing into a giant.
Oh,
like,
I like it.
It's kind of cool.
Like a brass.
Yeah, like a brass urinal.
Catcher. Yeah,
exactly.
That's neat.
I'm trying to get to the. It's a video.
It's okay. Just, I'm sorry I brought
while
it up.
We're talking
video.
About.
Oh, there's a throne. Yeah.
The best stuff. I was going to do this later in the break, but you know, you've got a big toolbox, Sarah, right? Of female pleasure.
That kind of toolbox.
Tools.
Yes. Tool Central, my house.
Would you like to see a $1 million vibrator?
What's it made of? Why is it? Is it got diamonds and stuff on
it? Well, look at it. There it is.
You know, I don't want that.
Why
it's,
not?
First of all, it's encrusted with jewels top to bottom.
Yeah.
So it's a straight shot.
For her
it's
pleasure.
Even a pointy edge. No, that's not. That seems like
rib for her pleasure.
For her infection.
No.
Like
come
that
on.
Seems like places for bacteria to hide.
Bacteria. It's,
what are you talking about?
Hide.
That
those
just
are
doesn't.
The, that's a
no.
$1 million unit there.
This is something that maybe is a hilarious addition to someone's hilarious. You know novelty collection. This is
put
not something
that
you.
That's cool.
It does look cool.
Well, it's. I mean, it is bejeweled.
Right.
There's no question. But no, I'm not using that. That's going to get.
It's going to get what?
Dirty.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right.
Then what? I got to put it through the dishwasher. It's made of gold. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. You know you're going to lose a jewel where it don't belong. You have to count all the jewels afterward.
What about going to your insurance person to be like, so?
one of the jewels on my vibrator seems to have gone missing.
My inspiration was to create something that shows the value people place on sex.
Mm. It has a little crown built into the end. It looks like it would actually hurt your hand, too.
People kind spend of, lots of money for the experiences of owning Maseratis and the like. But would you pay for this?
No.
The best.
Is it the best or is it just the prettiest?
The world has to offer.
That's not the best.
For your woman area.
Nope. Plus, a Maserati, you pay a lot of money for it. You get in it. You drive it around. People see it. What, are you going to walk around with your vibrator? Look what I have. Oh, do you need your coffee stirred? What are you going to do with that?
True, you can't show it off.
That's true.
Can you?
Well, you show it to the people you sleep with.
Well, that's
well,
one
how many
person.
Of those? Right.
So what? That's, you know.
He's already impressive. He's banging you, right?
World class.
World class what?
Yeah.
Bahoo-hoo.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what, I don't even
we're
know what that
means.
Sitting
on a gold mine.
That's right, baby.
We just learned something.
A new survey gave people a huge list of stuff and asked if each one was cool or not.
Okay.
Cool or not.
Is this cool or is this not
and here
not
are 10
cool.
unexpected things that are now cool in 2018. At the top, I agree with, and we were just talking about it. It's part of the Entercom One
Thing
mm-hmm. campaign.
Yes.
Recycling.
Reusable coffee cups and water bottles are at the top of the list of things that are unexpectedly cool.
Yeah, that's, well, it's, they're not just cool, that they're necessary. I'm glad that people think they're cool because that's the way. Stop it with the throwing things away.
Mm-hmm. And the plastic bottles, like, it's just too much. Maintaining a balanced diet seems to be a cool thing in 2018. Staying in instead of going out. Yep. Dinner parties also made the list.
Oh.
Working from home, unexpectedly cool in 2018.
Well, enviable.
Yeah.
At least I don't have to go to work.
You'd think, except that once someone's been home a while, they're like, I need to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going to Walgreens. Come on, man.
Okay, I will. Come on.
Yeah.
I'd love
it.
To. I would love to. I'd love to walk around
and
somewhere.
Then, and then, so this was just last night, and I'm like, okay, look, I just need liquid paper. They still make that? Okay. I don't need your wisecracks. Number one. Number two.
What do you need liquid paper for?
To clean something up that I was on a project. Doesn't matter.
What kind of project?
Kind of project?
Oh,
kind
my
of
God. That's not the story, everyone.
What do you need liquid paper for?
Anyway, so they do still make it, just
of course
so you
they
know.
Do.
Although,
talk about light out?
They don't have the brush. It's a little foam.
Oh, daughter.
Oh, no more brush?
Oh, that seems weird.
I was bummed about it, too. Yeah. Like, once I got it out and started using it, I'm all, this is bogus. Give me the brush. Anyway.
So, again, what was the project?
It's sheet music. I was working on something that I'm trying to fix. Anyway, she's all
ready to go when you are.
That is so stupid.
Don't forget.
Isn't it calling your name? I thought it heard say. I heard it say Vinny.
It's not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard
Vinny.
So she goes, "Oh, you got to go to the. I'll go with you." And I'm like, "Look, I don't. We can't go to watch the sunset. We can't go. I'm doing one thing."
And obviously, the child had to come as well. If mom's coming,
so now we got to get into the seat.
Yeah.
And then
so now
once
this
we're
is
in
not
the car,
just a trip to Walgreens.
She's
well, while
like,
we're out,
hey, I wanted to take a look at. You gave me the stink eye when I told you we're going one place and back. Like I'm so mean that you don't understand, and yet we're not even out of our neighborhood, and you've just added something to the list. She goes, okay, never mind.
Oh, don't fight in front of the kid.
Mother, why don't we go have a look at that then?
So sure. She got her way.
Yeah.
Great.
Sure enough.
Ladies,
what'd you guys look at?
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah.
What
That's
house?
Not the story.
Yeah, is it another house?
Another
you guys
house?
Moving again?
Did you look at another house?
Knowing how to cook things from scratch. No.
Yeah. What city? Listen. What city are you guys moving to?
Hey guys.
Are you moving to Los Gatos?
Where are you moving now?
We are never moving again. Trust me.
Write that down. Get out the house.
I feel like it's hard to know when you're being honest.
Well, because, you know, when the vultures start to attack, Bryn, you're supposed to be on my side.
There's no
I am
sides.
On your side.
There are no
are
sides
moving?
On this
He's
show.
Moving.
Whoever's
I am always
it is
on your
getting
side.
It.
I'm just getting curious, you know? I love looking at houses. I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't a
Me
house.
Too.
What was it? It was a like car. A vacation place?
Actually, I'll tell you, and
Here
then I guess we're out of time, and I'll just move on.
I have a toilet update
You've ruined my
done,
whole news break. Out of no, because we hadn't talked about the wedding at all. Like, we just haven't. Yeah. And last time we talked about it, I was like, a pregnant bride. I think that's the move.
Yeah.
There's
Kill
no
Bill
better
style.
Move than.
Right. Love it.
Like, that's what I want
Shotgun
over the
wedding.
Mantle is a big pregnant belly in a lace gown.
You can just Photoshop that.
There's nothing better than that. And she's not having that. But anyway, so since that, we haven't talked about it. And last night she goes, there's one spot I was thinking that might be. So we went and looked at this one spot that she's thinking of.
Thinking of what?
Having the ceremony at.
Oh.
And I guess the party. You know, it's funny. She goes, well, on my wedding night, I'm going to dance all night.
What'd you say?
And I go, that's on your list of things you want to do for your wedding night.
She wants to dance all night.
I'm going to dance all night. So just expect to go to bed and leave me there. And I was like,
you're not going to dance with her?
That's great.
Well, I'll dance with her for a minute, but I'm not going to dance all night.
All night.
Can we ask a question about the location?
All night.
Avocados are on the list of things that are unexpectedly cool in 2018.
That's silly. They've always been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are paying $6 for avocado toast.
Oh, that's cheap.
That's cheap.
That's super
cheap. I was like, where are you getting that?
I'm expecting it to be like 15 bucks minimum.
The one 15? At Pico is like 13, 18 bucks, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
The
so
one
good.
Where?
At Pico. They do it like on bruschetta.
Yeah.
Like,
what's Pico?
Some restaurant in Larkspur. Keep going.
It's super famous.
I'm out of time.
Hey.
Are you, though? Are we ever really?
If he's at it. Out of time, I want to tell you something about
I don't
a
have
toilet.
Time for
just
it.
Real quickly.
I don't have time for that.
No
I
want, toilets.
I just
forget
found,
about the toilets. I'm actually
I
very sorry.
I found you a
I
toilet with a fish tank
I'm
built
all
in it.
I don't
you want
that.
That.
No.
I'm going to bring in the picture.
I don't. It's okay. We're going to do the top songs in the country
I'm sorry
at this
that
moment.
News break was such a disaster.
Oh, no.
Everyone.
I loved it. It was great.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.